to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
We talked about a number of things with Nick Shook from the NFL Network, NFL.com. One of the things that we haven't kind of dove into was Roger Goodell, and he picked up a 3-year contract extension that's going to keep him in the role through 2027. So they extended what he had. It's his, he's had a number of, actually this is his 5th contract extension, I should say. And the current one was through 2027. So, you know, he's going to be here for a while, at least through 2027. So I'm just curious your thoughts, Jeff, on Roger Goodell, the job he's doing, and the contract extension.
I think Roger catches an awful lot of grief that I don't understand. How's that? I think he's done a great job. Why? I agree with Nick Shook. It's on fire, man. The NFL just keeps on going. I don't agree with everything. That's all right. Who does?
Mm-mm.
But I think he's done a really better than solid job. I think he's done a good job. And if I'm an NFL owner, I'm happy with him. And that's why I give him an extension. I understand it completely.
He has made things in the last few years relevant that we never, ever would have thought of being relevant. And when I say that is it's schedule release. It's making, adding an extra day to the draft. The way they release news makes the NFL relevant 12 months out of the year.
It's constantly relevant.
Look at the price of a team now, too.
Oh, it's
the Commanders are $6.5 billion.
Astronomical.
Think about the bargain the Haslam's got when they bought it, right? What, it was a billion, I think, when they bought it. I mean, it's amazing to think of what the league is and where they are right now. And Roger was kind of groomed from this from the beginning. This was the dream for him. And he's living the dream, and the media rights alone for what they've done for the NFL, for what they've made into just gigantic wealth for these owners. And now the next step, and they're taking their time. I when we had the schedule guy on talking about Minnesota playing in Dublin and then playing in London 2 weeks in a row, and he was open and honest and said, yep, we are absolutely dipping our toe into the water about putting teams over in Europe for an extended period of time. Because let's face it, no one's ever done that before. Minnesota's going to Europe to play 2 weeks in a row. And you have to believe that, you know, United Kingdom, Germany, Brazil, they're all now a part of the schedule. And the NFL's doing it at the right time. Remember, we had a caller from Brook Park earlier today saying about, well, they're taking home games away. If you're not used to an 18-game schedule, which is what it looks like they're going to, can you really miss something you never had? That if every team is committed to having one offsite game a year, before they went to a 17- or 18-game schedule, did you really miss it? That's my question.
That's valid. I'd say the answer is probably no, right?
No, because, I mean, you never had it to begin with. You can't lose something that you didn't have. I guess.
But if
you're a team that plays at 1 o'clock every week, you're probably not getting the international games. So now you have something that you could lose. You know,
I interrupted you. Continue.
No, I was just going to say, you know, with the extension of the 17 game schedule, that some teams were getting 9 home games because of who they were. But if you're a major player and teams want to watch you play, odds are you weren't getting that 9th home game to start.
Am I wrong for thinking I don't want, how should I best phrase it? I don't want to see the NFL become too common. Do you know what I mean? They've played on so many days of the week now, and I guess oversaturation is what I'm looking for. I just don't want to see it become oversaturated. I don't want to see 20-some-odd games. You know, if you ever get to that point, stop it at 18. You're going to get to 18. We know that. Stop it there. I don't need to see NFL teams all over the globe. You know, take what you have and just milk it like crazy. I think the only thing that Goodell could end up not doing well is oversaturation of a great product. Is that legit?
No,
or I do believe
I do believe that is a legitimate concern. It's all in the way they handle it. Let's go back and think about one of the mistakes that maybe they made, right? Thursday night football. What's in the beginning. The beginning was the teams that they were putting there. And they were
the bad teams?
Yeah, they were putting teams that didn't deserve to be on national TV on Thursdays because everyone was guaranteed a nationally televised standalone game at night. Everyone was guaranteed at least one. How many years was that the game for the Browns, right? They had there's their Thursday night game. And when Prime came in and spent all that money, they're like, we're spending a lot of money here. Stop giving us garbage games. And they did.
Yeah.
It's still a short week, and the players may not like it. But that short week may turn into something else now that you may have more European play that you're looking at. You know, maybe you don't play one Sunday, you play Thursday, and you don't play the next Sunday if they give teams two byes.
Yeah, just don't oversaturate it. That's my only concern about the NFL. Rule changes and tweaking like crazy, that gets a little annoying. But I understand it. Most of it's in the name of public safety. You don't hear the NFL talking about shortening games. You know why? Because the ratings are through the roof.
No.
Why would you shorten that?
I heard a very interesting conversation that I don't know that it happens in the next decade or two, but the untapped market is well beyond Europe. That the untapped market might be China. That the untapped market might be India for professional football. And as I sat there and started to think about it, I'm like,
in what regard? Putting money, teams?
Finance, to be able to drive up the price of these teams, to play more games internationally, to...
See, this is what I'm talking about with oversaturation. You want the NFL to become Live Golf?
And this is where Dan comes in. Dan, is soccer oversaturated?
You could argue maybe. I mean, it's an argument with all the different cups and tournaments and all that kind of stuff going on.
It's interesting. Chris Rose is next with us here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Taco to go, taco to, and a big cue. Taco to go, Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go. This deal legit. Taco to go. Taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99. Taco to go.